Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Zayin, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis, Omar Rav Simi Barashi. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feiga Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. So we're continuing along in the Sugya of Asei Doicha Lois Asei, which is sort of tucked away here in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. So the first halacha of the Masechta states that if an erva falls liyibum, there's no mitzvah of yibum. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought the makar to this halacha, a braisa, that learned it from a drasha. It says Yevama Yavo Yaleh, and it says V'isha elachoyso loisikach litzra legalos ervasa oleha b'chayeh, oleha by Yibum, Aleh, by Achos Isha, to teach us that there is an Isser Achos Isha b'makom Yibum, so that if an Erva, such as an Achos Isha, would fall liyibum, there would be no mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara was bothered with a big kasha. Taima dekas rachmano aleha, it's mashma that the only reason there's no Yibum by an Erva is because the Torah specifically wrote an extra word in the Parsha of Arayas to teach me that halacha. Halav hachi. However, had the Torah not written an extra word, you would have thought there is a mitzvah of Yibum by an Erva. Meaning, based on the Klole Hashas, based on the Gedarim of Kol HaTorah Kula, you would have thought that if there's a face-off between mitzvahs Yibum and Isuri Arayas, the mitzvah of Yibum is doichet Isuri Arayas, and the Gemara's kasha is amai. Ein asei doicha loisa asei sheyesh by karis. In other words, even though the rule is asei doicha loisa asei, but as far as we know, the makar is learned out from the fact that the mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha the loisa asei of shanes. The loisa asei of shanes is an ordinary loisa asei. So we have a makar that an asei could be doicha, an ordinary loisa asei. However, the loisa asei of arayis is a loisa asei sheyesh by karis, and because it's a loisa asei sheyesh by karis, mechatesi an asei could be doicha loisa asei sheyesh by karis. So if Asei is not doicha loisa Asei sheyesh by karis, why is it that we need a pasuk to tell me that the Asei of Yibum is not doicha the loisa Asei of Achos Isha and the loisa Asei of all the arayis? So the Gemara went through in Arichos to A, show us the exact precise makar that Asei is doicha loisa Asei, and then try to find maybe a makar to the fact that Asei is also doicha alois Asei sheyesh by karis. Why would we want to find a makar that Asei is doicha alois Asei sheyesh by karis? Because if Asei is doicha alois Asei sheyesh by karis, that would explain why we need a leo to tell me that Asei of Yibum is not doicha the lois Asei of Achos Isha. And the Gemara made several attempts, meaning there are legitimate bona fide havaminas, to maybe be able to prove this concept that an Asei is doicha lois Asei sheyesh by karis. We had a few on Daf Hei, Mila, Pesach, Tomid. We had a few on Davav, the Asei of Ish Imoy v'Aviv Tiro, the Asei of V'Asuli Mikdash v'Shachanti v'Soicham, and then the Gemara brought another Asei that it could be from there we can prove that Asei is doicha lois Asei sheyesh by karis, and that's the Asei of the Humas. The Asei that Bezdin has to administer Misas Bezdin to someone that's chayev Misas Bezdin. And it was based on a braisa, which the Gemara discussed in great detail in yesterday's daf, and the Gemara is going to continue to discuss in somewhat detail in today's daf. So we just have to recap very, very quickly what the Gemara did on Daf Vav Amud Beis, and that's going to immediately segue into the first part of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara brought a braisa that discussed what happens if there's someone that's chayiv Misas Bezdin and it's Shabbos. Should Bezdin kill the person on Shabbos, or should Bezdin not kill the person on Shabbos? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah saseh of a humus. Maybe that's doicha Shabbos. Then again, mechalul lehemos humus. So maybe Bezdin cannot kill somebody because by killing somebody, it's going to involve doing malacha. So the Gemara brought a braisa. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe yeah again. A back, a forth, and a back, which the Gemara will clarify in today's daf. And the braisa concludes with a pasuk. It says, "Loisavaru eish b'chol moish v'iseichem b'yei mashabbos." The word moish v'iseichem is extra, and it's coming to teach us that Bezdin is not allowed to administer Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara thought that what was that havamina that Bezdin should be able to administer Misas Bezdin on Shabbos? At the end of the day, there's an Isser Shabbos. So what would give Bezdin a right to do it? The Teretz says there's an Aseh of a Vahumas. But here's the problem. Vahumas is an ordinary mitzvah saseh. Shabbos is a loy saseh sheyesh baikaris. And I thought, Aseh is not doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. Why then would I need a pasuk to tell me that Bezdin would not administer Misas Bezdin? Oh, must be that really Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. So the Gemara says, here's the Makar. I have a raya that Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. And if that's the case, that would explain why I need a leah to tell me that the Aseh of Yibum is not doicha the Isser Achaisisha and all the other Isser Arayas. So what we are right now is with a teretz, meaning we understand now why the price on Daf Gimel Amud Beis needed a leah to tell me that there's no Yibum B'makom Arayas, because otherwise I would have learned from the fact that we needed a pasuk to tell me that the Aseh of Misas Bezdin is not doicha the Isser Shabbos, that really without a pasuk, Aseh would be doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. So if without a pasuk, Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris when it comes to Misas Bezdin on Shabbos, without a pasuk, you would think Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris when it comes to Yibum by an Erva as well. And that's why we need a leah. We need the pasuk to tell me that that's in fact not the case, says the Gemara. I hear. However, there is another way to learn the Braisa. And there is a way to learn this Braisa, that when the Braisa stated that the Torah had to write the word to tell me that Bezdin is not allowed to give Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. It's not because had I not had a pasuk, I would have thought Aseh is doicha the lois Aseh. Because an Aseh can't be doicha a lois Aseh of Shabbos. Because a lois Aseh of Shabbos is a lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. Ve'en Aseh doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. The reason I need a pasuk is because there would have been a different half amina. True. I need a pasuk to tell me that Aseh is not doicha Shabbos, because I would have thought that maybe Bezdin's allowed to kill on Shabbos. But not because of a general klal of Aseh being doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris, because really, there is no such klal. It's for a more specific reason that's specific to the topic of Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. And we begin with what that sad and what that reason would be. Amar Rav Simi Barashi. So Rav Simi Barashi said, the reason the Tana had a Havamina and felt that the Torah had to write the word Moish Vaisechem to tell me that Misas Bezdin is not Doicha Shabbos is not because without the Havamina I would have thought that Aseh is Doicha the Lois Aseh, because it's a Lois Aseh Sheh Baikaris and La'olam, like we think in Svara, Aseh is not doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris. Ela mishum demaisi mikal v'chaymer. The reason we need a pasuk is because otherwise we would have learned that maybe Misas Bezdin is doicha Shabbos based on a kal v'chaymer. V'hochi kama. Now says the Gemara of Simi Barashi. Let me walk you through the braisa so you'll understand what the kal v'chaymer is. You'll understand what the tzadim of the Tana the braisa was. And remember, this was an interesting braisa. There was a back and a forth, and then a back. Right? Maybe it should be doicha. Maybe it shouldn't be doicha. Or maybe it should be doicha. Right? Usually it's maybe this, maybe that. This almost like a third sad, says the Gemara. Matni mekayim mechalei amosumas b'sham melachos chutz mi Misas Bezdin. Avo Misas Bezdin dach yeshabes. So the first sad on the price is that maybe vahumas Bezdin's allowed to kill on Shabbos. It says mechalei amosumas. Mechalei amosumas is talking about an ordinary mechalei Shabbos, a prost mechalei Shabbos, but not when Bezdin is going and doing a mitzvah and being mekayim vahumas. Why? Why would you think that maybe Bezdin could be mechalei Shabbos? Is it because Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh baikaris? Amar Rav Simi Barashi. No, that's not the reason. What is the reason? Here's the punchline. Kalvachem. You would have made a kalvachem. Ma avoyde shichamur v'doicha Shabbos. We know avoyde is doicha Shabbos. The Kayanim used to do the avoyde in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. All the karbonos sibur, even though it involved doing melacha. For example, Shechita. They would check the carbon tamid or the musafin, even though it's one of the lamites melachas. But avoyde was doicha Shabbos. So, which is very chomer. Where do you see that it's chomer? Because v'doicha Shabbos, you see it's doicha Shabbos, yet ritzicha doicha isa. The halach is ritzicha's doicha. Rashi says, if there's a ritzeach koyein, and he's doing the avoida, Bezdin would come, they would take him away, and they would give him Misas Bezdin. That means the mitzvah of a humas, the mitzvah that Bezdin has to kill somebody, is doicha avoida, even though avoida is doicha Shabbos. Now, how do you know that? That even if the person is mamish, the koyin is by the mizbeach, so the halach is we take him away and we give him Misas Bezdin. So Shabbos shenitcha mipnei avoida. So Shabbos, which is more kulah than avoida, because like we said, avoida is doicha Shabbos. Shabbos. Ain't it didn't shtei Ritzicha Daisa? So certainly Ritzicha should be Daicha Shabbos. So you want to know what the tzad was that Misa's Bezin should be Daicha Shabbos? Not I say Daicha Loisa say Sheish Beikaras. But I would have thought that there's a specific limud using one of the Yud Gemal Midah Shatayr Nidrashas Bem, the Mid of Kalvachaymer, that Madach Ritzicha is Daicha Avoida, Kalvachaymer, it's Daicha Shabbos. Why is Avoida more Chamer than Shabbos? Because you see, Avoida is Daicha Shabbos. So Madach Ritzicha is Daicha Avoida, which is the Chamer, Kalvachaymer, it's Daicha Shabbos, which is the Kalvachaymer. Okay, so what was the other tzad? That's one tzad. But the Gemara in the Braisa, before it mentions any psukim, in Svara, it's cheshbening, it's shakla v'taryeng, right? It's not sure. Maybe it should be, maybe it shouldn't be. What's the other tzad? Hachikamer. The other tzad was, kfuras meis mitzvah teichiach. Maybe there's a teichiach on this kalvachomer. There's a pircha on the kalvachomer. Meaning you don't see exclusively that avoid is more chomer than Shabbos. Because maybe I can prove from you that maybe Shabbos, in a way, is more chomer than avoid. Where do you see that? Shedoiches avoid. The kfures meis mitzvah is doicha avoid. The ein doiches a Shabbos. But you don't find that it's doicha Shabbos. So where do you see that meis mitzvah is doicha avoid? So Rashi sends us to a Gemara in Mesechtes Megillah from all places. Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara learns out from the extra word that it says in the parasha of the Nazir that the halach is that if someone's on his way to bring the carbon pesach and he sees a meis mitzvah on the side, so the halach is he's supposed to be metamet to the meis mitzvah. So you see that the meis mitzvah is doicha avoda. Yet you don't find anywhere that a person is allowed to bury meis mitzvah on Shabbos. So you see that meis mitzvah is doicha avoda. It's not doicha Shabbos. So on the one hand, avoda is more chamer than Shabbos because avoda is doicha Shabbos. But then again, you also find that Shabbos is more chamer than avoda because meis mitzvah is doicha avoda, yet meis mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. So you want to base a kal v'chomer that Misa's Bezdin should be doicha Shabbos. Why? Because it's doicha avoda, and avoda is the chomer. I have a percha. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you find avoda is the chomer, but sometimes you find avoda is kal. So that's a legitimate toichiach, it's a legitimate percha on the kal v'chomer. Hadar amar, but then there was another rayena. Then we said, no, maybe not. Maybe really avoid is chomer. What was that other tzad? Kfuris meis mitzvah titcha Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Then the time of the brayse, again, before any psukim said that, how do I know I'm right? Mechatesi, I'm assuming that kfuris meis mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. You have a pasuk in the Torah that says, that is not doicha Shabbos. You have a pasuk in the Torah that says it. You have a Mishnah that says it. What, you know that for a fact? You don't know that for a fact. So other rabbi, maybe snake kfuris meis mitzvah will be doicha Shabbos. Why? Because of this kal v'chomer, ma avoda she doicha Shabbos, kfuris meis mitzvah doicha oisa, ma dech avoda which is doicha Shabbos. You see, avoda is more chomer than Shabbos. Yet kfuris meis mitzvah doicha avoda, mivelach oisa, the Shabbos she nitcha mipnei avoda, the Shabbos which is nitcha mipnei avoda, which is the kal in a din shetei kfuris meis mitzvah doicha oisa. The bottom line is the Tana de Braisa was vacilling. He wasn't sure. On the one hand, I have a kal v'chomer that says that misas bezin should be doicha Shabbos kal v'chomer if it's doicha avoda. Then again, he said maybe not. I'm assuming avoda is more chomer than Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is more chomer than avoda in a certain way. From where? From a mitzvah. Then he said, I don't know, my whole hanocha that I'm making that from a mitzvah, you see that Shabbos is more chomer than avoda might not even be a good hanocha. So in Svara, the Tana Pasha wasn't sure. That's why you need a pasuk. But what's the point? The point is that the reason we need a pasuk, it's not because there was a havin mina that Mrs. Bezin should be doicha Shabbos because I say doicha lois I say sheish by karis. Like I say, it's not doicha lois I say sheish by karis. The reason we needed a basik was because there was a havin mina that based on the mid of kal v'chomer I would know that Mrs. Bezin has the ability to be doicha Shabbos. Zok to Gemara. We're not finished. Well, amai the solo kedai to make karadasi asa v'doicha lois I say according to the vavam base the havin mina the first part of the sugya where we thought that the reason we need moish v'seichem is because without moish v'seichem you would have thought I say doicha lois I say sheish by karis. My oyeno de kamar. What was the back and the fourth and the back? What was the vacilling there? Meaning, what were all these different stadim? Just to explain a little bit better. So the Tana has a havamina that I say should be doicha lois to say sheyesh begaris. Based on that, I need moish veseichem. But then he said, maybe not. What's that maybe not? And then after he said maybe not, but he said again, maybe yeah. What's the maybe yeah? So we know the first leg of this trip. But what's the second leg? And what's the third leg? So the Gemara says, Hachi kamer, mani mechayim mechalei ma'isumas b'sham alachas chosim misas bezin. Avu misas bezin, dochi shabbos tosi yaseh v'dochi lois yaseh. Right, that's the easy side. The first side was that maybe, even though it says in the Torah mechalei ma'isumas, that's a pras, the chil shabbos. But to the extent that there's an assay, maybe assay would be dochi lois yaseh sheyesh bekars. Hado amar, then the Tana said, maybe not. Eimed amirin dosi yaseh v'dochi lois yaseh. When do we say assay dochi lois yaseh? That's a lois yaseh greater. Lois yaseh sheyesh bekars, misham Lamed Leida Dachi, the theme and the spirit of the whole sugya. That maybe it's true, I say is Doichel Lois, I say, but who said? Maybe I say it's not Doichel Lois, I say Sheyesh Bekaris. So what was then the next ad? No, I think it should be Doichel Lois, I say Sheyesh Bekaris. I mean, it sounds like we're countering this argument. I think I say it should be Doichel Lois, I say Sheyesh Bekaris. Maybe a regular Lois, I say, not a Lois, I say Sheyesh Bekaris. So what's the next ad? He has to be most of something. What's the... No, I think really it should be Doichel Lois L'Sheish Bekaris. They're not just spinning their wheels. They're not just going in circles. It's not just V'choyza Chalila. So he's being most of something. What's that Hadar Amar? So he told him, Ati Aseh, the Doichel Lois Aseh, Lav Lois Aseh Chomer Mineh. And this line, by the way, is such an important line in the world of Raid. The fact that Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh, isn't that a Chiddush? Meaning, you understand Aseh Doichel Lois Aseh? How could you understand it? A Lois Aseh is more Chomer than an Aseh. Yet you find that Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh. V'kasi Aseh v'dochi Lois Aseh. No? So what's the difference if the Lois Aseh is a regular Lois Aseh, which we don't understand, or if it's a Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris, which we just don't understand a little bit more? Mali Chumra Zuta, Mali Chumra Rabu. What's the difference if the Aseh is being Doichel Chumra Zuta, a regular Lois Aseh, or if it's a Chumra Rabu, a major Lois Aseh? Either way, it's a Chiddush. So you can tell me Sfaris from today till tomorrow. That's the Hadar Amar. That's the Knitch. I got it. I hear the chilek between a loisa and a loisa sheish bekaris. Yeah, it's an easy chilek, obviously. Of course it's a chilek. But at the same time, every assay doicha loisa assay is a chiddush. Because the loisa assay is really more chama than the assay. And I thought, Pekin, you see it's doicha. So if it's doicha regular loisa assay, then it should be doicha a loisa assay sheish bekaris as well. Talmud loim a loisa varu. That's why we need a loisa varu. But let's not forget, that was only in the Havamina. That was all yesterday. That was all what could have been pshat in the braisa. Abrav Simi Barashi said also nit the pshat in the braisa, and that really there was never a tzad that a snake should be doicha loisa seishesh bekaris. These last several lines, which are very powerful lines, because it's a mefurish gemara that really I say doicha loisa seish a chiddush. It's a mefurish gemara that loisa seish really Muhammad and I say, which has a lot of impact on the raid that we spoke about when we began the sugya on daf dalet. But again, just remember this is all in our imagination, because it's all a havamina that never really happened. So before we get excited with these lines of Gemara, which by the way the Achrenim do, but before we get excited with these few lines of the Gemara, we have to remember it's all a havamina. Oh, but the maskana, this Gemara never happened. The maskana, the whole shakt of attire in the Braisa wasn't related to Hasein being doicha lois seishesh bekaris. The whole shakt of attire in the Gemara was related instead to a kal v'chomer. What's mochomer? Avoid the mochomer. Shabbos mochomer. We got involved in meis mitzvah, but where we left? We're left at the conclusion of the Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh component of the sugya. Believe it or not, this was it. And the Gemara is really leaving us where it started. And that is, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh. We have no makar that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris. And if that's the case, why do we need Olel to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Achis Isha and by Shara Rayos? The Chura, without a Pasuk, I would know there's no Yibum. And the reason I would know there's no Yibum is because Mehechatesa, you should be able to be Meyabim. Based on what? Based on the fact that you're doing a mitzvah, you're also doing a Lois Aseh. And even though it's true, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, but as far as we know, that's just an ordinary Lois Aseh. Aba Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris, even though there were some interesting Havaminas to find Mekairis, Aba Lamaskana, everything seemed to have been knocked down. And if that's the case, we're back to square one. Why do we need Olel to tell me that there's no Yibum by Arayas? The Gemara now is going to pivot. Very much me inyan le inyan ba'is inyan. The Gemara is going to go in another direction now, but all with the same kivon to answer that grace akasha that the Gemara asks on the afkimel amadeis. Why do we need the drash of Allah? Zok the Gemara Ella, and that's what Ella always means, right? Ella means we're going in another direction. We're like falling off of what we tried. We tried. I mean, the Gemara made a valiant effort and blood after blood after blood to try to come up with an eitzah. How you know that Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh bekaris? And now we're left with Ella. That's the Gemara just lifting its hands and saying, I hear. Okay, we have to move on. So Zok the Gemara, it's there. No, we need the drasha for a different reason. I would have thought that the Isner, the Erev of Eish HaSach, was a Dovash HaHoye Bechlal. It was part of a general rule. It was part of a group. A group of what? A group of Arayas. That says what? That is in the Sabiyah. The Yotzim in HaKlal. And then it left the Klal. It left the Klal where? By every Yibum. The Halach is that an Eshazach that falls liyibum, the Yavam is allowed to marry the Eshazach. So you would have thought that being that Eshazach was hoya b'chlal, fi yotzim en achlal, the rule is lelamed, loy lelamed alatzim yotzim, it's not only coming to teach about Isra Eshazach, ela lelamed ala klal kula yotzim, it's coming to teach on the entire klal. And again, let's just chazer over this one point, because even though we know it, and we've mentioned it already a few times, but it's just critical to have it at the forefront of our mind as we go through the rest of the daf. And that is, every single Yibum is really a very big Chiddush. The reason Yibum is a Chiddush is because Yibum begins with two brothers, where one of them is married, he dies, and now the brother that's alive, the Achachai, has a mitzvah to marry the Almona of the Achames. Now that woman really is Osir for this brother to marry. Not only is she Osir, she's an Erva. She's an Eshazach. She's his brother's wife. Eshazach is a Chai V'Krisos. It's prominently featured in the Parsha of Arayis. So this is something that ordinarily would be from the worst things that a person can do. Stating that, the Torah said there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and because there's a mitzvah of Yibum, so now there's a mitzvah for the brother to marry the Eshazach. But really, really, it's a tremendous chiddush. So that in Mila Macherim, in every single Yibum, you find that the Torah was Mater Yisuri Arayis. That's a fact. Because every single Yavama is an Eshazach. Now, in our sugya, what we're trying to figure out is what would happen if the Yavama was also an Erva for another reason. Meaning, in addition to being the Achachai's Eshazach, she's also his Achos Isha. She's also Bita. She's also Im Chamav. Some other Erv. But the point is that really every single Yibum has baked into it the fact that we're being Mater now in the Sereva. Again, restating the obvious, but it's important. So says the Gemara again, you want to know why? We needed a pasuk to tell me that there's no Yibum by an Erva, because I would have thought that the Isser Eshazach was Hoya Bechal. It was part of the general group of Arayis that ordinarily are Osir. Yet B'makom Mitzvah, you see, it's Mutter. So you would have thought that being that B'makom Mitzvah, it's Mutter, Eshazach, so maybe other Arayis are also going to be Mutter B'makom Mitzvah. Because that's a rule. Dovah Shehoyah B'chlal, V'yotzim and Achlal L'lamid, Loi L'lamid Alatzma Yotzah, El L'lamid Alaklal Kula Yotzah. So maybe Eshazach is being Malamid not only on Eshazach, but on the entire Klal of all the Arayis. And by the way, where is that rule say? Where is it? It's in Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr and Nidrashas Bem. So says the Gemara, maybe based on that Midah, there would have been a Havamino that Yibum should be Doicha, all that rice. Not Mitzarasei Doicha Loisase. But based on the fact that maybe when the Torah was Mater Eshazach, using the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr and Nidrashas Bem, applying that tool, that rule, it sort of implies that the Torah was Mater all the other rice as well. So the Gemara is going to go through this. Meaning, what's the makar to davar shayyeh bechlal v'yotzim and achlal l'lamid loy l'lamid al atzma yotzah el l'lamid al klal kuli yotzah. Tanya learned to the brayso. It says in the Torah, v'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlomim asher l'Hashem. So the pasuk is talking about a person that's tummy. He has tumas aguf. He himself is tummy. He's a zav, and he goes now and he eats from basar shlomim. Says the pasuk, he's chayiv kars. Now, Rashi points out that this is the second time in the Torah. This pasuk we just mentioned is the second time it mentions that a person that's tummy is not allowed to eat kachim. The first time it says it more generally. The second time it mentions shlomim. V'hanefesh asher toichal basar misnevach hashlomim. Says the bright spot. Shlomim b'chal kol kachim hoya. Shlomim was included in all kachim. V'lomim yatsu. So why then did the Torah single out shlomim? The original pasuk mentioned all kachim. The second pasuk singled out shlomim. Why would the Torah do that? L'hakir shalem v'leim l'chot. To tell me that the only time this halach is true is if the kachim that the tummy ate was similar to a shlomim. Ma shlomim yuchalim kachim mizbeach. Just like shlomim is kachim mizbeach, right? All kachim can be divided into two groups. Kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek abayis. Kachim mizbeach is when somebody makes something hektish, and the purpose, the nusach, the nature of the hektish is that this item is going to be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. Kachim bedek abayis is all other kachim. So shlomim obviously is something that goes on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara that we learn from the fact that the Torah singled out shlomim in the second pasuk, that just like a shlomim is kachim mizbeach, av kol kachim mizbeach, so too the only time a person that is tomei tumas agof and he eats kachim is chayiv karis is if the kachim that he ate was kachim mizbeach. Doesn't have to be a shlomim. It could be a mincha and an oil and a chatas also. But the point is, it has to be similar to shlomim in the sense that it has to be that type of hektish. It has to be kachem mizbech. You also kachem bedek abayis, as opposed to kachem bedek abayis. So the Gemara speaks out what we spoke out already. Hachanami here too. Ha ishasach b'chal kol arayis. Ha ishasach was included in all the arayis. Falami yata says, why was ishasach singled out? Meaning it was singled out. The Torah says that b'makom yibum there's no ishasach. Ha'hakish alev aloy melecha. To teach me ma ishasach shayo. Just like ishasach is mutter b'makom yibum. Av kol arayis nam yishayin. So too all arayis are also going to be mutter. So you want to know why we need aleh? Because without aleh, again, this is all without aleh. But without aleh, I would have thought that there is yibum by arayis based on what? Not asay daichalois, asay sheyesh by karis, but based on dava shahoyah b'chlal, v'yotza min achlal lalamid, loy lalamid alatz mayotza, elu lalamid ala klal kula yotza. The Gemara says, midami? No shaykhis. This is not a dava shahoyah b'chlal, v'yotza min achlal lalamid. That we say loy lalamid alatz mayotza, elu lalamid ala klal kula yotza. This is not a tsushtel to someone that's tamei tumas agof, where the Torah first said you can't eat all kachim, and then the Torah singled out. You know which kachim really you're not allowed to eat shlomim to teach me. On the whole cloud, that what type of kachim did the Torah mean in the first pasuk? You're not allowed to eat something similar to shlomim, which is kachim is back. Rather, this is similar to a different one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashpam, which is going to lead us in a very different maskana. Midami hasam over there, cloud be'isr uprat be'isr. In the case of Toma, the cloud, the first pasuk that says that someone that's Tami Toma Sokov is not allowed to eat kachim, it was a cloud of isr. All kachim, it sounded like someone that's Tamei Tumas Hagof is not allowed to eat. Uprat pesach. Then we had another pasuk that says only shlamim or only kachim is beach. Al zeh nemar dava shahoyah b'chlal v'yotz min achal lalamid loy lalamid al atzmoy. Over here, klal be isser uprat beheter. Over here, it's very different. Over here, the klal said there's an isser arayis v'nichrasu anafashos ha'osos. And then you have a prat, a parsha of yibum that says that there's a heter ishazach, albeit b'makay mitzvah. But the klal is be isser and the prat is beheter. When the klal is be isser and the prat is beheter, then it's not a dover shoy b'chlal v'yotz v'nachlal olamid, but rather holy domi elo to a different one of yud gemavida shatar in the Jeshus fam. Which one? Dover shoy b'chlal v'yotz olidim dover achal. If something was included in a cloud and then it left the cloud to tell me a chiddush, she'yata yochel aziru lechlolei, you can't return the prat to the cloud atchiachsi rena lucha akasa beferish, unless the pasik does him a furish. Meaning, if something was included in a cloud and then the Torah said a chiddush nifla about this thing, not a clarification of the cloud, but a tremendous aberration and anomaly and chiddush. So then the rule is that not only does the chiddush only apply to the prat and not to the cloud, but then we say there's nothing about the klal that applies to the prat. And if you ever want the prat to have any association with the klal, you're going to have to tell to me mefurish. You cannot return the prat to its original klal unless the Torah is going to do a befesh. What's the makar to this? The tiny balloon to the price. What's an example of this? So again, a pasuk in the Torah. It says v'shachat es akeves b'mkoyma sheyishchat es achatos v'sa oilo b'mkoyma kodesh ki kachatos ha'oshem hu la'koyein kodesh kodoshem hu. So the pasuk over here is discussing the mitzayra. The mitzayra, when he completes his tyra, so he had to bring a bunch of karbonis. One of the karbonis that he had to bring was an oshem, another one was a chatas, another one was an oila, but he had to bring a carbon asham. And the carbon asham was a very unique type of carbon asham. The reason is because after they brought the carbon asham, they would take the dam, put it on the mizbeach, but also take the dam and put it on the mitzayra. Alboyin yodei hayamanis, valboyin ragloi hayamanis. They would stop putting it on his toes and his fingers. This is all part of the very esoteric, the higher process of the mitzayra. So that pasuk is describing the asham. And the pasuk gets very descriptive and tells us things about an asham that every single child that ever learned Parshas Vayikra or a little bit of Tyrus Kayanim, Yavoyu Tyrim, Vyasasku Betyrus. These are the first halachas that little children learn. And it's something everybody knows, and there's no reason in Parshas Mitzayra for the Torah have to start chazering over these halachas. So what did it say in this pasuk that is so surprising? Says the Gemara. It says, V'shachat es akeves b'mkoyma sheyishchat es achatos v'esa oilo b'mkoyma kodesh ki kachatos ha'osham hu la'koyin she'in tamo loymer kachatos ha'osham. Torah doesn't have to say the chatas is like the asham. What does it mean it's like the asham? You do zrika, You do Akhtara, you do it in Tzofen, and we know all these things. We know Chattis is an Asham. This is obvious. By the Mitzvah, the Torah has to tell us the Chattis like the Asham. Ma, Tamalem, Chattis Asham. So why did the Torah go out of its way, write extra words to tell me that it's like the Chattis, that the Asham is like the Chattis? The Fisha Yotz Asham Mitzvah, Lidim Bedavar HaChadosh. The reason is because the Asham Mitzvah was a Dovish Hoye Bechlal. The Torah said grace chidushim regarding the Asham. What chidushim? The Mara speaks it out. Bibayin yad, ubibayin regal hayamanis. So you have the bayin yad hayamanis and you have the bayin regal hayamanis. So yachol, you would have thought, listen to this havamina. Lo yehetan matan damin veim wurm legabi mizbeach. I would have thought that being that it was yatzal lidah b'davar hachadosh, it has no shaychis to the klal of Asham anymore. So there isn't one din about Asham that applies to this Asham. No zrika? How could you have a carbon without a zrika? I hear. But davar shayu b'chal v'yatzal lidah b'davar hachadosh, yata yachol, lach. So it is what it is. Nothing I could do about it. So I would have thought there's no zrika. I would have thought there's no aktara. Same word in Talmud Loimar. So that's why the pasuk had to say ki kachatas ha'ashamu ma chatas tuna matan damen veimurim legabim mizbeach. Just like a chatas needs zrika and it needs aktara same word in mizbeach. Ashem ton matan damen veimurim legabim mizbeach. Says the Gemara v'loya hadrakra. Had we not had a havamino my lemaida nafik nafik ulemaida nafik loy nafik. But without a pasuk, you would have thought that this Asham has a din of boyin yodei hayamanis, boyin raglei hayamanis. That's what you're supposed to do with the dam, but you're not supposed to put the dam in the mizbech, and you're not supposed to put the emurim on the mizbech. Either way, this, says the Gemara, is a perfect tzushtal. This is a perfect comparable to what we're discussing over here in our sugya, because Eshesach was part of a klal of arayas. Arayas are all aser. What's the davar achadosh? That even though Eshesach is always aser, but makam yibum, it's going to be mutter. So what does Eshesach tell me? Oh, just like Eshesach is mutter, so too all arayas are mutter? That's not the midah. That would be the midah if the Torah was telling me an isser related to Eshesach. So then you would say it's a davar shayu b'chlal. Fi yotze min achlal ulamid. Lo ilulamid al atzma yotze. El ulamid al klal kula yotze. But with the prat is a chiddush, where the prat is a kula, so then we have to apply the other rule. Then we apply the rule of davar shahaya bechlal v'yotzo lidoim bedavar achadosh iyat niyochel achziru lechloli ach niyachziren lecha akasa b'feirish. So there, if anything, you want to know what the takeaway from Yibum should be? That maybe there is no Eshesach. Is there Eshesach? I don't know. But it's more a kula in Eshesach that we would have to unwind and walk back a little bit if we want to return Eshesach now to its sender into the parsha of Arayas. Oh, but to tell me that if Eshesach is mutter, Shara Arayas are going to be mutter as well? Absolutely not. The Gemara speaks it out. Hachanami. Havamina Eshesach te ishtera ishteroi. Eshesach, which the Torah was mutter, is going to be mutter. Oh, but Shara Arayas lo. Other Arayas not. And if that's the case, we're back to square one. We're back to six lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where this all began. And that is time, and the cost of Rachman Olel. Halafach, you would have thought, what? That Yibum is doicha, loisa se sheyesh by karis? How's that possible? Einase doicha, loisa se sheyesh by karis. Oh, you're going to tell me, because you would have thought that just like Eshesach is mutter b'makim Yibum, so too shararai is a mutter b'makim Yibum. Just the opposite. Eshesach is dovish hoye b'chlal, v'yotzo lidem b'dover achadosh. Eshesach was just removed and distanced and alienated from the whole parsha of Arayas. It's certainly not teaching me anything about Arayas. Right now, where we are, we don't even know why Eshesach is an erva with regards to certain dinim, because we need to find a pasuk somewhere that's going to bring it back. Because otherwise, if the Torah is not going to say kachatas ka'ashamu, that ka'achoisisho Eshesachu, then we're going to be stuck right now. But certainly we can't learn anything from Eshesach. So again, why do we need Aleo? Sakti Gemara Elo, I'll tell you. I saw Khamini, you would have thought learning from somewhere else. I would have thought that maybe we could learn achoisisho from Eshesach, and then by extension, all the other arayas with a mamotzino. A simple pashat a mamotzino. What's a mamotzino? May Eshesach, learn it from an Eshesach, meaning nothing fancy. Very, very simple. Just it's Pashat Aleph Beis. Mamotzino is also one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bam. If you find this is true by one erva, so why shouldn't it be true by another erva? Right, why are we complicating this? I say the chalosa say sheish by kares. We're getting involved in all these shveres sugis and lav shein shava bakoil and lifnei adibur and toder. It's pashit. It's a pashit mamatzin. I said, what's Yibum? Yibum Torah is matter Eshesach. If Torah is matter Eshesach, why should it be matter achizisha? What's so special about Eshesach? I don't know, it's an erva, the Torah was matarit. So why would you think Yibum was not matarit achisisha? Ma ishasach miyavma af. Right, so poshet, says the Gemara. I mean, it took us five dafim to get it, but it's so poshet. So the Gemara says, "Mavetz, you know." The reason the Gemara didn't say it right away is because the Gemara is going to deflect it in the same line. Right, we come out, don't even have a whole line for this. Midami no shneiches hasam chadi sura hachatrei suri. Nah, it's not a mavetz. What's the mavetz? That yibum is doicha one erva. Oh, that's true. That's a good mavetz. So if you could find a situation with this yibum, and it's going to be one erva. Not Eishasach and a Chanami. Good luck. You're not going to find it. Kaidim Antaira. You the Tamar. Right, but Lacham Antaira, you're not finding it. So if that's the case, then it's never going to be Negev. Because every single Yibum is going to involve an Eishasach. And if there's going to be another Erva, it's going to be another Erva. So by definition, there's going to be two Arayas. If there's two Arayas, there's no Mamatzinu. Because the Mamatzinu is that Yibum could be Doicha one Erva. There's no Mamatzinu that Yibum could be Doicha Tzvei Arayas. So if that's the case, there's certainly not a Mamatzinu. The Gemara says, no, let me explain. I didn't mean a regular, traditional, conventional Mamatzinu. But what we meant was a Mamatzinu mitaknech. Ma'udetem, I would have thought, hoil v'ishteri ishteri. I would have thought something else. I would have thought that, being that you find that Yibum could be doicha and erva, so if Yibum could be doicha achis isha, it should be able to be doicha, if it could be doicha ishasach, it should be able to be doicha achis isha as well. What are you going to tell me? That it's true it could be doicha and erva, but maybe only one. The regat has to be doicha achis isha, then by definition it's being doicha two. So maybe one, it could be doicha. Two, it can't be doicha. I have a svara to counter that. I have a svara to say that maybe once it's doicha one, the fact that it has to be doicha a second one is not a problem. And that's by invoking a concept known as hoyo v'ishteri ishteri. And the Gemara now is going to take us on a little bit of a digression and show us the makar to this idea of hoyo v'ishteri ishteri. It's not a long Gemara, it's not a hard Gemara, but it requires an introduction. So there's no way to learn this next Gemara properly without us reacquainting ourselves a little bit with some concepts related to kachim. So we'll do it briefly, but it's just poshen necessary in order to properly learn this next Gemara. Rashi gets very, very involved, and certainly Tosfos gets even more involved. So just a very, very brief introduction, and that is, it says in the Torah, "V'yishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh." If somebody's tamei, he has to be sent outside of the machane. So what exactly was the machane? So we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, so the way all the Jews were encamped was in three machanos. There was machane Shechina, there was machane Leviyah, and there was machane Yisrael. Machane Shechina, that's where the Mishkan was. Machane Leviyah was the surrounding area. And then machane Yisrael, that was the whole Yud Beis Parsois, that was the whole surrounding area from there. But the point is three machanos. There was machane Shechina, there was machane Leviyah, and then there was machane Yisrael as well. When the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, and they settled in Yerushalayim, there were three machanos there as well. Three machanos were different. They weren't in a desert. There wasn't a Mishkan, but rather there was a Beis HaMikdash. So what were the three machanos? The Azara, and of course the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Heichal, and the Ulam, they were all Machne Shechina. The rest of the Harabayas, outside of the Azara, was Machne Leviyah. Yerushalayim was Machne Yisrael. So when you talk about machanos, once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, it's again Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael. Machne Shechina would be the Azara, and of course, everything within the Azara, Machne Leviyah would be the Harabayas, and Machne Yisrael would be Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. Now again, the pasuk says, "V'yishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh." That any person that's tamei has to be sent out of the machane. However, not all tameim and not all machanas were created equally as it relates to this halacha. Meaning, different tameim had to be sent out of different machanas. Very important pashup shan in this gemara. All tameim had to be sent out of machane shechina. There's no such thing as a person saying, "I'm tamei, but afal pikein, I'm allowed to enter machane shechina." Now, there are academic cases where it's possible. Tumah chubet zibur, tumah tchoy bet zibur. But any person that's tamei had to be sent out of machane shechina. Only a mitzayra was sent out of Machne Yisrael. Machne Leviyah, some Tmeim had to be sent out of, and some Tmeim did not have to be sent out of. So all Tmeim was sent out of Machne Shechina. Skipping to the other extreme, only the mitzayra had to be sent out of Machne Yisrael. And as it relates to Machne Leviyah, it depended. Our sugya now is going to discuss two types of Tmeim: a mitzayra and a balkeri. More specifically, our sugi is going to discuss a mitzayra that's a mechusaki purim and a balkeri that's a tful yoy. So what does it mean a mitzayra that's a mechusaki purim? So the tahira, the purification process of a mitzayra, was extremely intricate. One of the things the mitzayra had to do was he had to wait at least 7 days, sometimes more. There's a mitzayra musker and there's a mitzayra muchlet. Megillah sugya, but the point is, for sure, Mitzayra had to wait 7 days. At the seventh day of his waiting, he would go to the mikvah, he would wait until the sun sets. At that point, he would be almost tahar, almost, very, very close, almost tahar. He would have to wait until the eighth day, he would have to bring karbanis, and once he brought the karbanis, at that point, he's going to be a regular tahar, at that point, he's going to be good to go. Now, this is very, very important. A mitzayra had to be sent out of all three machnas. However, once the mitzayra went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and the sun set already on him, at that point, he's allowed to enter Machna Yisrael. At that point, he's even allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. He's still Tomei, because he's a quote-unquote Mechusa Kippurim. He still has to bring his carbon. As a result, the mitzayra is not allowed to enter the Azara yet. But he's allowed to enter Machna Yisrael. He's even allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. The only place that he's not allowed to enter yet is he's not allowed to enter Machne Shechina, he's not allowed to enter the Azar. That's one tummy. The other tummy that we're talking about is about Keri. About Keri is someone that's allowed to enter Machne Yisrael, because only the Metzora is not allowed to enter Machne Yisrael. However, about Keri is not allowed to enter Machne Levir. The rule is that any person that's Tomei because of Tumah that was Yotza Migufay, that person is not allowed to enter Machne Levir. So about Keri is not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. But we said we're not talking about a regular Balkari. We're talking about a Balkari that's a Tful Yoy. So what does it mean the Balkari is a Tful Yoy? That means he was Raya Kari. He went to the mikvah. That day, doesn't have to wait. That day, he can go to the mikvah. However, the sun didn't set yet. So once he goes to the mikvah, so the Tumah is already Miklash Kolosh a little bit. It dilutes, it weakens the Koyach of the Tumah, to the point that he's not as Tumah as he was before he went to the mikvah. But at the same time, he's not going to be Tahar until the sun actually sets, until nighttime, he's not going to be tahar. What's the halacha about a balkeri tful yoy? Is he allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, or is he not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah? So the short answer is, he's not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. Stating that, as we're going to see, there was a machlokes amayuraim, whether the isser for a balkeri to enter Machna Leviyah was a balkeri tful yoy to enter Machna Leviyah is an isser de raisa, or it's only an isser de rabban. Now, Machna Shechina, he's tame. For sure he's not allowed to enter. No Tommy could ever enter Machne Shechina. It's the easiest trivia question to answer. If you tell me you can't enter Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, that's where it starts getting exciting. Again, so we're talking about a Mitzayra and a Balkari. Specifically, a Mitzayra that's a Mechusa Kippurim and a Balkari that's a Tful Yoy. As it relates to Lemaisa, the Mitzayra that's a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to enter Machne Yisrael. That's a Chiddush for a Mitzayra. He's allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. It's not a problem because he's already past the whole Tful Yoyim stage. He's only a Mechusa Kippurim. His Tumah is super duper diluted already at this point. He's not allowed to enter, however, Machna Shechina, where the Balkeri Tful Yoyim is someone that is allowed to enter Machna Yisrael. Balkeri is always allowed to enter Machna Yisrael. He's not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, despite the fact that he's only a Tful Yoyim. Shaila if it's Midai Raisa, or it's only Midai Rabbana, but for sure he's not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, and Machna Yisrael, and Machna Shechina, for sure, because he's a Tamei, he's obviously not allowed to enter Machna Shechina. Okay, so we're going to be straddling these two Tmei, a Mitzayra Mechusa Kippurim, and a Balkeri Tful Yoyim. But there's one more piece that we need, and that is, Maisa Shehoyah Kachoy. There was a person that was a Mitzayra. It was the eighth day. Today's the day he's going to bring a carbon. He finished everything he had to do. He's going to bring his karbanis. It just so happens that the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach. Now, Erev Pesach is the year that all Klal Yisrael would get together in Yerushalayim, and in an absolutely beautiful scene, they would all bring their karbanis Pesach. And this Yid wants to bring his carbon Pesach as well, which is fine. It worked out. Because today's his eighth day. If it was the seventh day, he would have a problem. But it's his eighth day. In the morning, he's going to bring his karbanis. And as soon as he brings his karbanis, he's going to be fine. Now he'll be tahar like all the other yidin atahirim. And like this, he'll be able to bring his karban Pesach. A mitzayra can't bring a karban Pesach. But it's fine. He's not going to be a mitzayra anymore. Because he's going to bring all his karbanis he has to bring in the morning. And by bein arbayim, by chatzos, by the afternoon, he'll be able to bring his karban Pesach. You know what happened? He was raw carry that day. That day he was raw carry. And then he went to the mikvah. So right now he's about Balkeri Tful Yoyim. He has a little bit of an issue. The reason he has an issue is, is because in order for the Mitzayra to bring his Karbanos, ironically, we just had it in the previous Gemara, no Shaykhis, but we just had it in the previous Gemara, the Mitzayra is going to have to bring a Karban Asham, and the Dam of the Asham is going to have to be placed on Bayin Yadei Hayamanis and Bayin Raglei Hayamanis. And the place that that's going to have to happen, right, you can't do it at home. Right? You can't have someone's going to come to your house and he's going to put the Dam on your, that doesn't work that way, right? So this is something that had to be done with Nei Hashem. It had to be done in the Makom HaMikdash. The problem is, he can't walk into the Makom HaMikdash because he's a Balkeri Tfol Yoyim. And a Balkeri Tfol Yoyim can't go into Machna Leviyah, let alone walk into the Azara. So if that's the case, he's stuck. So what's he supposed to do? On the one hand, today's the day. Tomorrow is Shinos. If he doesn't do this today, he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. He wants to bring the Karban Pesach. Lama Nigara. Right? This is his opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach. So for him, it's critical to be able to go into Harabayas and to go into the Azara for him to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. The problem is he's about Keri Tfol Yoyim. And because he's about Keri Tfol Yoyim, he has a little bit of an issue. So the question is, how do we go about it? What exactly are we supposed to do? This is the backdrop. This is the concept of what's going on over here. When the Gemara is going to prove the idea of Hayov Ishtri Ishtri, and why are we proving Hayov Ishtri Ishtri? To explain Ulai, maybe, with an Aleph Zeira, Ulai, why we needed Aleh Aleh. Zok the Gemara, Mao the Tema. You want to know why we need Aleh Aleh? Because I would have thought Hayov Ishtri Ishtri, that maybe there's a new Svara called Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. No, Tema, I'm reading Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. How do you know that you say Hayov Ishtri Ishtri? The time you learned to the Bryce, Mitzayr, Shachol Shminish, Leiber of Pesach, Mitzayr, where the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach, Ra, Keri Baybayoy, and he saw Keri Baybayoy, and Vitaval, and he already went to the mikvah. Why did he go to the mikvah? Akasha v'maisa. For now. But he went to the mikvah. Amru chachamim. The chachamim said, Afu bishayim tful yoyim achan nichnas. Even though ordinarily a tful yoyim is not allowed to enter the harabayis, zen nichnas. This tful yoyim is allowed to. Why? Mutav sheyove yaseh sheyesh baykaris. V'yitcha yaseh sheyim baykaris. Because we're going to say that the aseh of Pesach is going to be doicha. The aseh of yishalchum and amachana kol tzeru v'chol zov v'chol tamad l'nefesh. So we want the aseh sheyesh baykaris of Pesach, because if a person doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, he's chayv karis, to be doicha, the ordinary assay of a balkeri tful yoyim that's not allowed to enter machna leviyah. So again, what was the problem? The problem is this person's not allowed to even come on the harabayis. Why not? Because he's a balkeri tful yoyim. Balkeri tful yoyim is not allowed to enter the harabayis. So says the Gemara, amru chacham, don't worry about it. Because we're going to say, not assay doicha lois assay, and not assay doicha lois assay sheyesh by karis, but assay doicha assay, more specifically, asay sheyesh baikaris doicha asay sheim baikaris. So what exactly is asay doicha asay? So Be'ezus Hashem will have a very detailed related raid bite as it relates to the concept of asay doicha asay. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan added to this, and he said, "Var toira afilu asay last bite." That really made a raisa for balkeri tful yoyim to go on the harabayis is not even an iser asay. Why? Because it's only an Issa D'Rabban. So it's not even an Issa D'Rabban. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayamid Yoshafet Bekal Yehuda Lufnei HaChatzar HaChadosh." My Chatzar HaChadosh, Yoshafet stood in the Chatzar HaChadosh. Why was the Chatzar called the Chatzar HaChadosh? Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shechidshu Badvarim," because they were saying Chidushim in this Chatzar. What was the Chidush? Amr, they said, "Tful Yoyim Lo Yikonis L'Machan Leviyah." So it sounds like this was a Chidush. All this was an Issa D'Rabban. But the bottom line is, we have a Mitzayra, it's his eighth day, it's Erev Pesach. He needs to go into the Harabayis, and in order for him to do his Taira, you have to take from the Dama Asham, put it Aboy in Yodei Ayamanas, Aboy in Raglei Ayamanas. The problem is he's also Balkeri Tful Yoyim. Balkeri Tful Yoyim is not allowed to enter the Harabayis. Stating that, it's okay. Why? Either because Yovei Yasei Sheyesh Baikaris, V'yitcha Yasei Sheyim Baikaris, or even more Pashat. Yovei Yasei Dei Raisa, Shnel Karban Pesach, V'yitcha Yasei Dei Rabbanon, of a Balkeri Tful Yoyim, that's not allowed to enter Machtuvi. But there's one more issue. You know what the issue is? And this is where the punchline is going to be. The issue is that when the Mitzayra did his Taira, what did he do? He walked into the Harabayis. He went through the eastern gate. That's the way everybody entered the Makom of the Azara. And he would stand by Shar Nikna. Shar Nikna was one of the Sharim into the Azara. He would stand, literally, by the Shar, and he would stick his hands and his toes inside the actual Azara, and the Kohen would take the Dam of the Asham, and that's where he would put the Dam of the Asham in. Now, why didn't the Mitzayra walk into the Azara? Just come shine a hide. Why are you standing there? Your fingers are flying in the air. Just walk in. The reason is because he's a Mitzayra, that's still Tomei. Now, even though his Tomei is super diluted, all he is a Mechusi Giburim, but at the end of the day, he's a Tomei. And if someone's Tomei, he's not allowed to enter the Azara. Okay. stating that he was allowed to enter his fingers and his toes into the Azara. That's also a chiddush. There's a sugi in Masechta Zvachim, the third parak in Masechta Zvachim, where the bia b'mikzah shma bia or bia b'mikzah sloy shma bia. We're going to learn the Gemara. Wait, Rashi learns the Gemara. L'manda amar that bia b'mikzah shma bia. So really, what the Mitzayra did was a chiddush, because even though he's only sticking his fingers and his toes into the Azara, Abadas is a bia b'mikzah. He's entering b'mikzah with part of his body, and bia b'mikzah shma bia. So why was he allowed to do it? Because the Torah says he should do it. That's how he has to become tar. There is no other way to become tar. So if that's the way he becomes tar, it has to be lefnei Hashem. So you're not taking the dam of the Yashem outside of the Azara. So he had no choice. And because of that, this is what he had to do, and there was no other option. So really, when we say that the Mitzayra, that's a balkerit ful yoyim, is allowed to walk in and he's allowed to enter the Azara, or enter the Harabayas, we're saying Tuchadushin. We're saying that the Balkerit Fulyoim is allowed to walk into the Harabayas. We're also saying that he's allowed to do a Bia B'miktsas. He's allowed to stick his fingers and his toes into the Azara. So here's the punchline. Bishloim, the fact that we allow the Balkerit Fulyoim onto the Harabayas, I understand. You know why I understand it? Because for a Balkerit Fulyoim to enter the Harabayas is in the worst case scenario when I say, in the best case scenario, it's only an Issa Derabban. However, for him to do a Bia B'miktsas in the Azara, that's for sure an Issa D'Oraisa, number one, because now he's entering Machna Shechina, and not just that, it's an Issa D'Oraisa Sheyesh Beikaris, because he's still Tomei this Yid, and because he's still Tomei, the bottom line is it's a Chiyav Karis. So what's matter that? You're going to tell me that the Asay of Pesach is Doicha the Issa Sheyesh Beikaris? We've gone through that already. That doesn't work. So if that's the case, L'chura, how is he going to make himself tar? He's a Mitzayra, Shechal Shmini Shaloi Liyah Isbar of Pesach. He became a Balkari and he was Taifa for the Balkari. Don't worry about it. Just go. Why? Yove Yasei Sheyesh Baikaris, V'yitcha Sei Sheim Baikaris. Yove Yasei Sheyesh Baikaris, V'yitcha Sei Derabbanon. That a Tfulyam is not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. Yeah, that explains how the Tfulyam is allowed to be on the Harabais. But it doesn't explain how he's allowed to put his fingers into the Azar. V'amar Ula, here's the punchline. So Ula in Zvachim Lamed Beis said, you know what the Pshat is? Matam. Why is that said? Second part, okay? Because once you find that the Torah was matter, the Bia B'miktsas for the Mitzayra, even though he's a Tamei, the Torah was matter for the Mitzayra, so Ishtari, we say that even though he's a Balkari, it's going to be Mutter as well. So what do you see from here? You see there's a Svara called Hayol v'ishtari ishtari. That once the Torah was matter, the Mitzayra to do a Bia B'miktsas in the Azara, into Machna Shechina, so to the Torah would be matter, the Balkari can do the same thing. Says Okta Gemara, maybe that's why I need all that. Because really every single Yibam involves an Eishasach. Oh, but the Torah was matter the Eishasach. So we'll say Hayol v'ishtari ishtari Eishasach, ishtari nami, ishtari achus isha, or ishtari nami, whatever other ever it's going to be. Meaning it's a mamotzino with a knetch of a Hayol v'ishtari ishtari. Okta Gemara. I hear very, very gishmak. But the Gemara says, I'm still not 100% of freedom, because Tenach, that's all good. Now we're going to get into Lumbus of Yevamis for a few lines, and then Amet Hashem will exhale. Says the Gemara, that's all good. That's all good. So the Gemara says, Mi dami le de'ula? Is this really the same as what Ula said? Tenach, that's all good. Meaning, in the event that you have an achis isha that fellow yibam, which means that really this woman is an erva, then based on number one, she's an eshazach, and number two, she's also an achis isha. So, now, bishloima, if the mace Ruvein died first or got married first, va'achakach nosachai, and then afterwards Shimon got married, then it's good. Because the migu de ishtri isser eshazach, being that the isser eshazach became mutter, ishtri nami achis isha. The isser achis isha is going to be mutter as well. Again, let's just go through this a little bit more carefully. Right, this is the first real Yevamos case we have. Heichad den asa meis, if Reuven gets married first, remember, Reuven and Shimon are both married. Really, in your classic Yibum case, you don't need Reuven and Shimon to both be married. You just need Reuven. He's the Achameis to be married, obviously. But you don't need Shimon to be married. If Shimon's married, it can create complications. But you don't need Shimon to be married. But in this case, you do need Shimon to be married, because we're discussing the Erev of Achis Isha. So if Reuven's wife is going to be Shimon's wife's sister, then that sort of implies that Shimon is married, right? So Reuven is married and Shimon is married. Says the Gemara, if Reuven got married first, That means Reuven's wife was an Eishes Ach to Shimon before she was an Achis Isha to Shimon. Reuven's got married. At that point, his wife becomes an Eishes Ach to Shimon. Then later, Shimon goes and marries his sister, which obviously he's allowed to do. And then she also becomes an Achis Isha. But the Eishes Ach happened before the Achis Isha happened. If Shimon would get married first, and then Reuven would get married, meaning Shimon's married, and then Reuven marries Shimon's wife's sister, so then the Iser Achis Isha would have gone into effect before the Eishes Ach. Because before Shimon ever married Reuven's wife's sister, before Reuven's wife's sister became an Eishes Ach, she was already Achis Isha. So the Gemara feels that as it relates to the Lamdas, the din of Hoyl Ishtari Ishtari, the order matters. Meaning, if first Reuven got married and then Shimon got married, so first the Eishes Ach was and then the Achis Isha was Chal, then you could say, oh, v'ishter ish, the migu, the ishteri iser Eishes Ach, being that the first iser, the Eishes Ach is being mutter, ishteri nami iser Achis Isha. So then the second iser, the Achis Isha will be mutter as well. But in the event that first Shimon got married and then Reuven got married, so then iser Achis Isha called him. Then the iser Achis Isha came first. So mehecha teisi, if the iser Achis Isha comes first, you say, hoil v'ishteri ishteri. What's the hoil v'ishteri ishteri? If one iser is mutter, the other is mutter. Maybe hoil v'ishteri ishteri is only true if the first Isner is the one that became Mutter. But if the second Isner is the one that became Mutter, not. And by the way, the Gemara will speak this out, but let's just speak this out now already, because that's really the case of Hayov Ishtar Ishti with regards to the Mitzayr and the Balkari. First he was a Mitzayr, he's been a Mitzayr now for a long time. And then afterwards he became a Balkari. So Hayov Ishtar Mitzayr, which came first, Ishtar Balkari, which came second. But the Gemara continues, Vafilu Nosa Meis Nami, and even if Reuven got married first, even then I don't know for sure if you can unequivocally apply the rule of Hayov Ishtari. That would make sense in the event that it was Nasa Meis, Reuven got married first, Umeis, and then Reuven died, after Reuven died, then Shimon went and married Reuven's wife's sister. So the Achis Isha was Chal after the Iser Eishes Ach already became Mutter because of Yibum. The Chaz Yilo Beni Beni, where there was a Tkufa, there was a period of time where this woman was already Mutter Mitzad Eishes Ach. Now Shimon went ahead and married her sister, so now she's also an Achis Isha. So then you could say, Hoyol V'Ishteri Eishes Ach, not could have been Mutter, was Mutter B'Payol. Right now, she's an Eishes Ach, that's Mutter, because of the mitzvah of Yibum. So then you would say, Hovi Yeshter Yishri, Ela Nosso Meis, V'loi Meis. But if Reuven got married and didn't die yet, then Shimon went ahead and married her sister, so over there, she never got Mutter. So L'chura, who said, over there you would say, Hovi Yeshter Yishri. And here the Gemara speaks it out, Miloi Moida Ula. Don't you think Ula would be Moida? Shemra Keri Balel Shmini? That in the event that the Mitzayrah, Shechal Shmini Shloliyah Berev Pesach, would have seen Keri Balel Shmini, not B'yoyim Shmini, but the night before, the eve of, She'im Machdis Yadav L'Bahaynes, that I don't think he would have said, Hoyl Ishtar Ishri, that the Balkari is allowed to stick his fingers and his thumbs and his toes inside the Azara, Shloyotze B'shashi Ruyi L'Havi B'Karbim, because there was never a Hoyl Ishtari. There was never a time that it was actually Mutter. Meaning, the Gemara assumes that Hoyl Ishtari Ishtari is only when the Mitzayr was Ra Keri B'yei Mashmini. You know why? Because when he woke up in the morning, as soon as it was Heir Pnei HaMizrach, he was able to bring his Karbanos. It was Mutter, the Torah, this second was Matter. If you want, bring Karbanos, and you could go ahead and do a Biyah B'miktzis inside the Azar. So the Torah was Lehed Yamater. Al Zen Nemar, once the Torah was Matter, it was Chal Heter, that's the Lomdus of Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari. So now it's going to be Mutter for the Balkari as well. But that's only when it's Chal Heter B'Poel. So the Gemara says, Enochanam, you want to shtel to Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari, you want to draw a parallel between a Mitzayr Balkari to an Eishes Ach Achis Isha B'Seder Gomer. I hear it klar, mit a ganze klarkeit. Aber it has to be that the Hoyl V'Ishtari was Chal B'Poel, just like the Hoyl V'Ishtari was Chal B'Poel with the Mitzayr, where it was already Mutter in the morning for him to do a Biyah B'Miktzis. Now there's another issue. Oh, Zen Nama Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari. So to over here, where there was B'Poel a Heter on the Eishes Ach, and then all of a sudden now we have a new Erev Achis Isha. So B'Seder will say Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari. Said, and that would explain why you need Allah. But that only works in one situation. It works if, number one, Reuven got married first. That's the first thing you need to establish. Not just that, Reuven died, and then afterwards, Shimon went ahead and married his sister. That's the only time you could hear Hoyl V'Ishtari Ishtari. So the Gemara says, you're right. Efshataka. Eloki itzter chaleh. Maybe the only time we needed a leh on the brayso on daf gimel amidays was hecha the nasa meis v'meis v'achakach nasacha. Erchanami, it's a doichik in the brayso. Oh, but this is the first teretz of the Gemara. We actually got there. And the first teretz of the Gemara is that maybe, the reason we need a leh, and the reason there would have been a havamina, that there would be yibum even by Arias, even by Chai Vekrisas, Hagama says not doicha loisa says sheyesh by Karas, is because you would have thought that just like yibum could be doicha eshasach, yibum could be doicha shar Arias as well. What do you mean? This is one issa, that's two isurim. For that, we have a knech known as hoyel v'ishtari ishtari. What's the makar? Minot tamer darmin hoyel v'ishtari ishtari. It's learned out from the obscure case of the mitzayra. Shechal shmini shalai liyos be'erev pesach, v'ra keri boi bayayim v'tava. A Mitzayr Mechusik Kippurim, who's also Valkeri Tful Yayim, where his eighth day happens to be on the Erev Pesach, Haflav Afela, where we say, Hoyel v'ishtari ishtari, that being that the Mitzayr is allowed to do a Biyab and mix us into the Azara, we allow him to do it despite the fact that he's Valkeri as well. So too, in a case where it was Nasa Meis, V'meis, V'achakach Nasa Chai, we would invoke the principle of Hoyel v'ishtari ishtari. That's what we need Aleh. At this point, it's only for that case. We have Al Kaponim Amahalach. A mahalach. We didn't have a mahalach. We started this on Dav Gimel, and we went through Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and we waited until about 10 lines from the top of Ches Amid Aleph to at least have a mahalach. Ez Hashem, when we learned Dav Ches, we're going to see there are other mahalachim as well to answer the great sakasha of time of the Kasa Rachman Olam.